Gay State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University on this Wednesday edition here. This was going to come out tonight, right off fresh off the press, December 17th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the show here. I'm going to get straight on into it since, yeah, I'm going to take a minute. It's going to be a minute before I settle down. Anyways, yes, yesterday evening, literally yesterday afternoon, recorded the Joe Jackson episode. Y'all be seeing that by the end of the week at some point. But Jace, I literally said at the end of that episode that, all right, you got Joe Jackson back. Now the question is, we'll see what happens with Avery Johnson, Jace Brown. Well, literally, probably an hour later. Boy, oh boy, I say this all the time. Timing is impeccable. Whether that's working or something happens, just like this morning. Yeah, timing is impeccable. It's improbable. You can't describe it sometimes, right? Jace Brown going to the transfer portal, folks. So there'll be no Jace Brown. As was speculated by everybody else there as well, got the notification, yeah, like 45 minutes after I recorded the Joe Jackson episode. So there's that. Yeah, I'm reading this from On3. Hayes Fawcett confirmed that Jace Brown is going to transfer portal. So this has been swarming around. I mean, not the full commitment to transfer portal, but speculation. Full speculation. That's the right word here in this podcast. But, yeah, full speculation. Jace Brown might hit the transfer portal, and we don't know now. And obviously, Avery's best friend, roommate for the last 3 years, that have the equation. We know that have the equation now, officially. Jace Brown hitting big play Jace. Damn it. Now hitting the transfer portal. And now we're going to have to wait and see. I mean, yeah, Derek Young, part of the 3-Mall and KSO podcast. You, he's popular. Y'all should know that name. And obviously a reliable source says, well, yeah, he tweeted something, or I got the tweet yesterday that, I mentioned sometime yesterday as well, that Colin Klein, vouched for Avery Johnson to start, or something along the lines of that. Now, does this play in the hands of that? Does this play in the hands of Avery's decision? I don't know. Again, I bet you this. Look, he's not. Look, I'll be straight up. He ain't NFL ready. I've probably been one of Avery's more podcast critics out of all the podcasts. And I've said this at points throughout this year, and even last year, for that matter here. Everybody had the soft kid gloves on them. But y'all gotta look at what he's doing on the field. Yes, the numbers are awesome. But at the same time, you gotta look at the play as well. And I've seen plenty. I've seen enough. I've seen the steps that Avery's taken to this point of the of his college career, was to say that right now. More particularly at K-State, right? He loves K-State, and he threw out the speculation himself that, hey, I need to talk about it. I need to pray about it. I need to talk about it, right? But now, and we've been hard between myself and Alex, Aiden. We've been hard on these receivers. I mean, everybody has to speculate to, oh, we're gonna have an awesome ass, receiving core. Well, probably for the exception of Jace Brown, put him aside for a minute. Everybody else has been underwhelming. Jace Brown has probably saved his receiving core at best, right? And he's been, well, obviously the leading receiver this year, last year, there as well. And the numbers, some of his numbers right here, I should pull up his career numbers here, but we'll just go with what I have right here on the screen right here from On3, Support Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Jace Brown, part of that connection, the 5-1 connection, or the 1-5, or the 5-1 connection, where you want to twist it up as Avery Johnson losing his best friend to the transfer portal, and roommate Jace Brown, big play Jace, hitting the transfer portal, as it was confirmed last night, just after I recorded the Joe Jackson episode. there as well. 712 yards receiving this past year. Obviously, and he's going to be, if not, top three productive receivers now in a transfer portal. When you look at totaling up his career, almost 2,000 yards receiving. 1,972, 14 TDs, and 115 catches. That is a lot of productivity loss right there. And so, we're going to see. We'll find out once Colin Klein settles in back into Manhattan, how he's going to approach that. Your next lead receiver has to be Jerron Tibbs. There, well, not total wise, but I don't have the statistics, the K-State wide receiver statistics right now and all that. we'll just have to see how it all goes. But yeah, you're losing one of your more. But Jace Brown has had his share of bad games, including Texas Tech, where he was not good. He was not good at Tech either. But again, when you had to get a play, big play chase was right there to clean things up there as well. Obviously, Jace Brown coming from the state of Florida, Fort Walton Beach. And I cannot say the high school name. So there's that. He was obviously part of that 2023 cycle there as well. So yeah, So you're gonna have to replace all of that production on the field there as well. And now, so we know sort of the big three. Well, two of the big three, right? First was the running back, Joe Jackson. Now it's on YouTube that he was coming back to Kansas State. Jace Brown now, that picture of the puzzle is answered. He's in our transfer portal, unfortunately. That sucks. that sucks ass. Now we're gonna have to wait until now. We'll have to wait out Avery's decision because he wasn't sure after the Colorado win. Was not sure. And he's been all in on OK State. And now you have the coach that vouched for you to start, right? Back in the fold. In head coach Colin Klein, your new head coach, football head coach, right? So it's good. This is going to be really fascinating here. Yeah, and even if in my opinion, even if Jace Brown would have not hit the transfer portal, he needed another. I would have said he come on back for another year. A lot of people now again you have that whole injury factor, but again, knock on wood, stay healthy, you can benefit from another year still. But unfortunately, he's not going to spend another year here at K-State. He's going somewhere else. I believe it was last week at this round time, we found out, I think it was a day later, that Anaya Clinton was not going to stick around. A vital piece to the women's volleyball team's success since coming to K-State. She's going to hit the transfer portal now. Again, I don't know where she's going to land just yet. There as well. So again, there's a lot of dominoes here. Chris Kleiman retiring and all that unnoticed, surprising, whatever word you want to put that in there. Things like that. Now you have obviously Jay. This is what for the fourth or fifth K-State football player to hit the transfer portal. JP Price hit the portal. We already know Dylan Edwards hit the portal. Well, actually, 3 to 4, really. So, and probably more to come off of that there as well. So, again, you know, you got this coaching staff coming in here, former players coming back, and reading on a great article from D. Scott on Stanton Weber. I finally had a chance to actually sit down and read that, the whole article. D. Scott put out awesome content year in, year out for K-State on KSportsSports.com. But, yeah, man. So literally 45 minutes after recording that Joe Jackson episode, Jace Brown decided, well, I'm going to hit transfer portal there as well. And now we're going to have to figure out here whether that decision comes, Avery's decision. So we'll see what happens there as well. Obviously, Blake Barnett, waiting in the wings, Joe Knuth, also waiting in the wings as well. Blake Barnett played a little bit this season late in the year as well. So all these pieces, I mean, we're still in the middle of December. Now we're going to, we're recording this in the middle of December, and we still have like seven, 8 months to go, and we got a lot to solve about this, the 2026 football campaign here for K-State football here in, out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, so here, so right back at it, Jace Brown, yeah, definitely top three productive receiver now in the portal. He announced that, confirmed my on three yesterday afternoon, early evening there as well. So there is that. So a huge hit for the offense in 2026 coming. And now we await the Avery decision whenever that time comes. And obviously we'll have it, and we'll have every, we'll try to keep up with every decision made, whether that's the transfer portal, recruiting, new coaching hires and stuff like that, as well as we continue to get slowly and fat and pretty quickly here, get ready for the new era, the Colin Klein era at Kansas State. The Pro Parts of the Podcast, all things Kansas sports, and get it where a podcast is found, free and available daily, or have a chance to record K-State content. Again, if it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the episode. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever it's your podcast, we cover all things K-State sports, where that is breaking news, football, men's women's basketball resumes this weekend. I know it's been quiet last couple weeks on the athletic front, but basketball is still going. Yes, basketball is still going. But they'll be picked back up this weekend. Women's volleyball, as I just talked about in this episode. Indoor track and field coming in January. Women's rowing will be coming in the spring. And so much more. So you want to make sure, if you're not already, you want to make sure you're tapped in to this podcast, all things K-State sports. And at some point, we'll have Alex back on here. Alex is going to be back on the main feed. Yeah, so I haven't even crossed what happened on the other pillar of this feed. But anyways, the iTunes, Spotify, we're coming at you 7 days a week, baby, every single day. So we will have some type of K-State athletic content for you there as well. So make sure you are hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and more importantly, hit the alarm bell. Every time we update your content daily, y'all will be first to be notified about that. Alex sitting out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll catch you.